Oh, I'm Jorge Tokunaga from NTT Corporation, and today I will talk about my recent works for running existing applications on browsers using QEMU. And so this is a summary of this talk. QEMU Wasm is QEMU experimentally ported to browser, and it runs unmodified softwares like Linux inside browser, and it supports TCG, JIT compiler, networking, and mounting files. And I will show some of the demos for running Linux VMs, containers, Raspberry Pi inside browser. And first of all, why porting apps to Wasm? So yeah, I think the reason is that leveraging existing apps on browser is done by a lot of projects in the ecosystem, and it is useful. For example, for dev environment, playground, or building blocks, etc. But porting apps to browser is not easy. So, for example, existing softwares like Linux applications, they are need to be re-implemented to run inside browsers. For example, maybe we need recompilation to Wasm or JavaScript, or some system calls might be unavailable inside browser. So here, can we run unmodified applications inside browsers? So here, I'm currently working on QEMU Wasm. This is an experimentally ported QEMU to browser using emscripten, and currently I've tested x86-64 and ARC64 and RISC-V 64 guests, and it supports TCG, JIT compiler, and auto mounting files and networking. And the picture in this slide runs QEMU Wasm inside browser, and it runs x86-64 Linux inside browser. And QEMU Wasm accepts the same flags as the native QEMU. So you can pass flags to QEMU via emscripten, the modular object in JS. And in the repo, you can find some examples for running networking using dash netdef flag and mounting using dash vertex flag and migration dash incoming flags. And in the slide, there is a configuration example for QEMU Wasm. This starts a VM with 512 megabyte memory with enabling TCG JIT compiler. And this starts the kernel as specified by dash kernel flag. And the root file system disk image is also provided using dash drive flag. So I'm going to show you a demo of QEMU Wasm. But Wi-Fi connection in this room looks a little bit bad, so I hope it will success. Okay, so this is a demo on GitHub page, and you can start terminal or virtual machine from this link. And I've already started Alpine Linux inside browser using QEMU Wasm with x86-64 emulation. And this page runs QEMU Wasm and Alpine Linux completely inside browser. Okay, so you can find the terminal in this page. And okay, quickly, I will log into this Alpine Linux as root. And using uname command, you can confirm that this is a Linux environment with x86-64. And by executing with release command, you can confirm this is Alpine Linux. And of course, you can see the root file system at slash. And this page also enables the on-browser networking stack. And you can find yes, this wget command. This points to my GitHub page on the internet, and I can access this page from my terminal using wget command. All right, so this page ran wget, and it fetched the HTML contents from GitHub page, and it prints the contents on the terminal. Okay, so So this was a demo, so how it works. So we've ported QEMU system emulator using Emscript 10, and the dependencies like a kernel and the root file system are packaged using Emscript 10 --- payload flag, and we rely on browser APIs for some features like a JIT compilation and networking, and I will describe them in the later slides. So QEMU has a JIT binary translator called TCG, and the TCG defines IR or intermediate representation, and guest code is translated to IR by frontend, and IR is translated to the host code by backend. And as shown in the right figure, this enables QEMU to support a variety of guest and host architectures. And TCG also supports multi-core emulation utilizing multi-cores on the host. This is called multi-threaded TCG. And to support the browser as the host of QEMU, we've added a WASM backend for TCG. This is a backend for, so this takes IRs and translates them to WASM, as shown in the right figure. And the WASM VM has Harvard architecture, so even if backend generates WASM code on memory, it's not executable yet. To make it executable, we need to use browser APIs. I listed two of them. WebAssembly.module takes a buffer of WASM code and compiles that code. And WebAssembly.instance, this takes a module and gives a set of functions defined in the WebAssembly code. And we've also enabled pthread support of Emscript 10. This is actually needed for MTTCG support. And JIT compilation based on these browser APIs is actually also used in other emulators as well. But they currently only support 32-bit guests and a single core as of now. So we've added 64-bit guests and MTTCG. And I also briefly introduced these emulators in the later slides. And in QEMU, a unit of instructions to translate is called translation block, or TB. And the WASM backend receives TBs, and it translates the TB to an executable WASM module. And here, WASM backend translates an IR instruction to the corresponding WASM instructions. We also implemented 64-bit instructions. This is actually needed to support, again, 64-bit guest and MTTCG. And as shown in the figure, for example, in the left, add I64 IR instruction is translated to I64.add WASM instruction. And WASM code also contains get and set instructions for handling variables. And QEMU's memory is also imported to the TB module, so memory-related IR instructions can still be used in the WASM, or can also be translated to WASM code. And code in TB sometimes need to call functions provided by QEMU. For example, for find from a TB, sometimes it need to find the next TB to chain using functions provided by QEMU. And these functions provided by QEMU are called helper functions, and these helper functions are also imported to TB, so WASM TB code can still access necessary helper functions provided by QEMU. And however, there are some considerations when creating WASM modules, a lot of WASM modules for each TB. First one is that the compilation overhead can't be ignored, and it actually slows down the execution of the guest code. And the second one is that browsers, as of now, are not capable of creating thousands of modules. So to mitigate for these considerations, QEMU WASM enables both of WASM backend and TCI backend. TCI is QEMU's IR interpreter. It is slower than other backends. So all TVs are by default run on TCI, interpreter mode. And TVs running many times, like a thousand times, are considered as hot TVs, and they are compiled to WASM. And in the following slide, I will show the performance benefit thanks to QEMU's JIT and multi-core support. This experiment measured duration to gzip compressed 10 megabyte random data using PIGZ on QEMU WASM. And PIGZ is a gzip implementation with multi-processor support. This experiment compares QEMU WASM and Box ported to browser with MScript. And Box is a portable x86 emulator with interpreter approach. And this is the duration for running PIGZ. Box took over 40 seconds for completing the command. QEMU completed this command in about 30 seconds, which is much faster than Box. And we also enabled four-thread MTTCG, so it leverages multiple core on the host, so performance is improved more, and it took about 7 or 8 seconds. And QEMU WASM also supports device emulation features, thanks to QEMU. Again, firstly, QEMU WASM supports mounting files from JS code to the guest VM. So MScript then provides its own file system as FS API or FS object in the JavaScript. And QEMU WASM can mount FS object to the guest. So for example, in the figure in this slide, we add the file slash share slash file to the file system of MScript. And it contains a string test. And then QEMU WASM can mount it to the guest using dash virtualfs flag or any other mounting flags with specifying the slash share directly. And in the guest, that directly can be mounted via 9P, and the guest can access to that file. And QEMU WASM also supports networking with two methods. First one is WebSocket-based approach, which runs networking stack outside of the browser. And another one is Fetch API-based approach, which runs networking stack inside of the browser. I'll describe each of them in the following slides. First one is a WebSocket approach. As shown in the figure, we run the networking stack outside of the browser. QEMU and the networking stack on the host are connected via WebSocket. Pros of this approach is destinations are not limited by browser. Browser has a lot of limitations about destinations to connect. But cons is a maintenance cost of networking stack daemon on the host. And the second approach is using Fetch API. This second approach, so as shown in the figure, we run the networking stack inside browser. So the networking stack daemon on the host is not needed. So networking stack inside browser provides HTTP proxies, proxy to the guest VM, and the networking stack inside browser connects to the outside of the browser using Fetch API. The pros of this approach is easy to maintain because we don't need to maintain any daemon on the host. But the cons of this approach is limited protocol, currently HTTP or HTTPS only. And this also has restrictions by Fetch API, including like a limited destinations by calls restriction, where like a forbidden headers, several HTTP headers, cannot be controlled from the VM because of the restriction of Fetch API. So, okay. Maybe this is another demo I need to show. So, okay. Yeah, I'll talk about several like a variety of several like demos, not limited to like a virtual machine use case. But first one is like a board emulation. KMU supports like emulating a variety of machines, including boards, and they are, of course, still usable on QEMU Wasm as well. And the figure in this slide shows running emulated Raspberry Pi board inside browser. And I want to quickly show the demo of this emulation. This is also available on the GitHub page. So you can try this demo on your browser as well. And in this demo, we are running Raspberry Pi board emulated inside browser. And this Raspberry Pi runs BusyBox. And using uname command, you can confirm that this is also Linux and this is ARC 64, which is a Raspberry Pi board architecture. So according to CPU info, you can confirm also this is a Raspberry Pi, emulated Raspberry Pi. And also, under SysFS, we can also find this is a Raspberry Pi environment. And of course, you can still access to the file system on slash. And another use case of QEMU Wasm is running containers inside browser. So there is a project container to Wasm. This is a converter of container to Wasm blob. And since version 0.8, it provides --to --js flag for enabling QEMU Wasm. So when you specify --to --js flag, you can specify the container to run in the destination directly in the CTW command package all of QEMU Wasm and the root file system container image and create a packaged QEMU Wasm plus root file system environment. And so I'm going to show you a container running inside browser. Okay, so you can see that this is a terminal black screen, and currently this browser is fetching container root file system and QEMU Wasm from the server running on localhost. And when it completes, this browser unpacks everything, unpacks like a container's root file system, and it boots QEMU Wasm. And container is started, and you can see that this is again Linux environment according to uname command, and you can also see the OS release. ETCOS release. Okay, this is a Debian container, Debian environment, and of course you can see the root file system on slash. FutureBox, this is actually still in a very early stage of development, and a lot of things to be improved in this project. First one is performance and stability improvement for Wasm backend compared to like other backends, other mature backends, like x86 backend. Wasm backend is super slow compared to these backends. So we need to fix that, and further improvement is needed for this backend. And we also need integration with more QEMU features. For example, more guest architectures, machines, graphics, and user mode QEMU also interesting to work on. And integration with ecosystem is very important. For example, as of now, accessing to like OS packages, like APK, or apt from inside browser is not possible because of code restriction. And also like a container registries, like a Docker Hub or something, they cannot be accessed from browser because of, again, code restriction. So we need to fix that to make a more tighter integration with ecosystem and on browser virtual machine. So this is their related works. First one is VAT6. This is a created by Fabian Hemmer, and it supports a wide variety of guest OSs, and it supports JIT translation using browser APIs, but it currently does not support x86-64 guests. And KMJS is created by another Torres Nenko. It also supports JIT translation, TCG, using browser APIs. But it is single-threaded, and it does not support 64-bit guests as of now. So this is a summary of this talk. So QEMU WASM is QEMU experimentally ported to browser and runs modified softwares, and it supports TCG networking and mount QEMU features. And I've shown some of the demos using QEMU WASM. Yep, I think that's all. Thank you very much. So I think I have 3 minutes for Q&A. Do you have any questions? Yes, please.
Do you have any plans for basic graphics support?
Yeah, that is very okay. The question is about roadmap for graphics support. That is very interesting. On browser, we can use a WebGL API, and also we can use Canvas or something. So I think it is possible, but we need to in some way port a WebGL renderer or something into browser using MScripten or something. But I think it's definitely on our plan. Yes. Other questions?
Are there any plans for web USB?
Web USB.
Over connect with QEMU.
Okay. That is a super interesting question. So using web USB from virtual machine inside the browser. So I'm not familiar with web USB. I'm not an expert of web USB, but not only web USB, I think accessing to the host device using browser APIs from the virtual machine inside the browser is, I think, actually a very interesting next step to go. So yeah, it's definitely on our plan. I don't have any concrete idea for this, but this is a super interesting future plan. Yeah, thank you. Yes?
How much effort would be required to add support for another architecture like MIPS? If I want to add support
okay.
for MIPS, because we're using the intermediate representation, so what would be needed to add support for a new architecture?
The question is adding guest more guest architecture support. Yeah, I think this is a strong point of a good point of QEMU. I think we don't need a lot of work to support additional guest architecture because all of them translated to IR and WASM backend only takes IR and it doesn't. It doesn't know almost anything about the guest architecture because TCG takes care of almost all of them. So I think adding additional guest architecture is not so hard. Actually, I've already added RISC-V support and ARC64 support. And to be honest, I didn't do anything when support yet. I just changed the compilation flag. So maybe something will break, I don't know. I think it is not so hard work. Yeah. Thank you. Any other question? Yeah, no question? So, yeah, thank you very much.